It's time for the Cheap and Chaz Power Half Hour.
All right, welcome one, welcome all to the only and best podcast that focuses on our league of record. Chief, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and I am in the castle, everybody.
You are in
everybody.
The castle, first time.
It's very exciting.
What are your first thoughts?
A lot of renovations going on in the castle, so incomplete project right now, but it looks very nice.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah,
it's a very nice house.
I promise you, we'll have a toilet to pee in.
Big TV. I have a toilet to pee in, which is good. The toilet is currently in the garage being worked on, but they told me by tonight I will have it to pee in, so that's good.
Yes, you will. All right, so this is our first like together live, but I mean,
here comes the toilet through the front door now. Actually, I think they're moving it now.
Yeah, so if you guys hear some background noise, that's the
here comes the toilet.
The contractor's bringing it in.
Mm-hmm. All right,
if you guys need help,
video podcast.
Okay.
All right. My toilet is ready.
Yeah. Okay. So it's already Thursday. So let's talk about our matchups. Obviously, last week happened. It's done. It's in the books. There were some surprises a little bit. Obviously, I'm thrilled that I ended up pulling out the victory. Thank you, Tyler Lockett. but let's look ahead to this week. There's a lot of parity in the league, right? Basically, last week we had all the 0-1 teams playing each other, and you had all the 1-0 teams playing each other. So now, basically, you've got 3-0-2 teams, 6-1-1 teams, and 3-2-0 teams. So no one is out of this just yet. Right. So let's talk about. The first matchup I brought up was myself. Going up against Mr. Moriarty himself. You know, after last week's performance, my confidence in Cousins is higher. He's playing the Bills this week. So I feel like I'm gearing up for a letdown.
It could go a game like that can go one of two ways, Chaz. Like that, they might get up on Buffalo so much early.
That's true.
The second half is just a handoff fest.
Yep, that's a good point. But you know what? That's okay because
maybe
then
there's a couple defensive. You do have the Vikings.
I have
defense,
the Vikings defense, so I'm okay with that. I was a little upset that I wasn't able to get some of the players that I wanted in free agency this week, but I still managed to grab Eric Ebron for a ridiculous $15. So I'm deploying a two tight end set this week and seeing if that happens because I just can't start Alfred Morris again. I spent all that money on him and he's been a complete disappointment. So, David Johnson going up against Chicago, Jesus, like that's going to be horrible. Zeke, I think we'll do okay against the Seahawks. You know, my hope is that Godwin, Amendola, and Lockett just do enough to get me there. Mike's team. You got Cam Newton. You got Gurley. You got White. He's got people that can score all
over
the place.
It's a solid team. I think you have to hope for a DeSean Jackson come back down to earth.
I gotta hope for that. I gotta hope for an average Todd Gurley game. I gotta hope for an average Cam Newton game.
What is an average Todd Gurley game look like? Like
15
points?
To 20 points.
Yeah.
If he does that, and not
30 points.
Yes. If he doesn't score three touchdowns. Well, last week he scored what, three touchdowns and 42 yards rushing.
Yeah.
As long as that doesn't happen again, I'll be okay. It's just there's just so much question. The one thing I do like is that now I've got Eric Ebron. He's got Jack Doyle, and Eric Ebron so far has proved to be the favorite luck target tight end wise. So I'm hoping that he nets a zero out of Jack Doyle.
3 for 26, though. I mean, he got one of those was a touchdown last week, but 3 for 26. I'm not really calling him
a tight end
favorite.
Look, as a tight end, you're hoping that your tight end gets 6 to 8 tight ends a year, unless you're getting like one of the top three tight ends. So as long as he's posting above 5 points stat line, I'm fine with that.
I don't think you can count on touchdowns.
You can't, but it is what it is. So that's my matchup. Obviously, I don't have high hopes. And obviously being in 1-2 is not an enviable position, especially now because with David Johnson not doing well, the stock market value for him trading-wise, the trade value, I feel like has gone down. Obviously, I can't trade Bell. Even Zeke, I feel like a little bit is lower than, you know, where he would be. So at this point, I'm basically stuck with this team.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, you'd be selling low on a lot of these guys.
Which I'm not going to do.
You never want to sell low.
I refuse to.
I think if you were going to sell Zeke, you could still get good value for him and number one running back value. But yeah, Johnson, no. you need a couple decent weeks where his fantasy value revives.
Yeah, and you know, potentially, unless the game's out of hand between Mike and I, we both have players playing Monday night, so our game potentially will be.
Yours could be a tie watch.
Could be a tie watch.
Okay.
So moving on, I've got Goop at Beanpole Prime.
Goop at Joe.
You know, I mean, Goop's a good team, right? Their first week was phenomenal.
Solid,
so
solid team, capable of picking off Joe.
It's just with Joe's team, like he's just. I don't see a single weak spot. If Jai sits, Clement's getting the work. Mm-hmm. There's not a single weak spot in Joe's lineup right now.
Nope. He's flying on all cylinders.
And yet their projections are only 3 points apart. That makes no sense.
The ESPN projections are everybody's within 5 to 10 points of each other, and then you know, obviously it never turns out that way. So the projections don't mean shit.
I still have concerns about Aaron Rodgers with the knee. You know, does Joe even have a backup? He is Sam Darnold. He's not gonna play Sam Darnold.
Well, the thing is, as long as Rodgers is playing, he'll play Rodgers.
You know, I'm surprised that he's not putting Keelan Cole, but I guess it's like, who would he put him in over?
Right.
I would.
Sanders,
I mean,
Hilton, Diggs, and Cooks have all been great far. Those four receivers are great.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put anybody in, you put him over Sanders. But you're not taking out Hill.
Have you seen what Sanders has done?
No, actually, I haven't paid attention at all to the Broncos.
10 for 135 and a touchdown week one, and then 4 for 96 last week.
Really? Wow.
So Sanders is off to a phenomenal
start. The difference
is
a small upgrade in QB. I mean, Case Keenum's he's no Phil Rivers. But
he's not Brock Osweiler.
He's not Brock Osweiler, so... Mm-hmm.
Kelsey had 2 touchdowns last week, and he's a... part of the juggernaut that is the Kansas City Chiefs offense.
You know what, here's interesting though, right, is that Gates and Coop, they've got Randall Cobb, or no, sorry, they got Kyle Rudolph and they got Cooper Kupp. Mm-hmm. If all the targets and work goes to those two guys over Brandon Cooks and Stephon Diggs, then all of a sudden this to me becomes a potential, you know...
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I'm just saying that's the world in which you're living, that you need that to happen.
Right. And Cook is banged up. Cook is hurt, yeah. Okay. Cook is, I don't think he practiced yesterday. No,
was
he didn't.
Hamstring?
Hamstring injury. Okay. And this is another note of never believe what an athlete says after the fact, because Cook said he was just cramping the other day after the Sunday game, and now, by the way, no, he actually did kind of pull his hamstring.
Did he?
And Leonard Fournette, after week one, he said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to play in week two," and look what happened.
Hamstring injuries notoriously linger, right?
Yes.
You know, the bright spot for them, Drew Brees, you know, playing at Atlanta, but they're, you know, that's in the Mercedes Dome, so Drew Brees' numbers obviously inside domes versus playing outside historically better, so that gives them a shot to go toe to toe with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Especially with Rodgers being banged up, that brings them a little back to earth. So I mean, there's an outside shot here; they can do it. I think it'll depend a little bit on.
Have a chance. I mean, yeah. it's not impossible.
You know, remember last year under Watson,
a great week.
Last year under Watson, Lamar Miller was like a legit, like RB 6-12 finisher. So if they get back to that form, you know, they can put up the points. We've seen them do it.
It's a solid team. Still favor Joe.
Joe
is going to score 120, I feel like.
Yeah, I heavily favor, unless all his guys have a down game. Yeah. I'm heavily favoring Joe here.
Yeah.
Moving on, we've got poor Jake. Jake and Johnny. So, you know, what I will find interesting is can Johnny pull off the win on his wedding weekend? You know? He's going to have, if he loses, he's going to have the high of the wedding and the low of losing to Jake.
Well. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. You know, obviously Jake made the shrewd pickup with Matt Breida. You know, outside of Sterling Shepard, these are all guys on his team. Well, not Josh Gordon, I would have concerns with, having just been traded. But he's got Mahomes. Coleman's going to get the work, right, because Freeman's out.
I'm not sure Freeman's status.
I'm pretty sure Freeman's out this week.
Out again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Thomas obviously is performing otherworldly.
Jake is very top heavy right now. He's going to need his studs to be studs to win.
Yep.
He's going to need another big game from Mahomes, from Coleman, from Thomas, from Breida, because I don't think you can have faith in Kenny Still. Kenny Still seems like a younger version of DeSean Jackson, where it's like could be great 1 week.
I have a ton of Kenny Stills in my best ball leagues because he's the guy that, you know, I don't need him to win every week. I need him to win some weeks.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny's team, you know, So he did pick up Fitzpatrick. I saw that. Mm-hmm. You know, staying in the Flames, why not? You know, obviously, I think you've got some question marks with Larry Fitzgerald and the Arizona offense. Mm-hmm. Evan Engram, you know, he's had one bad week, one up week. You know, the only reason why Engram ended up doing anything last week, the only reason why Johnny won is because he picked up those garbage time.
Yes.
Question is that going to happen against Houston? I feel like that's going to be much more evenly matched. Games, so I don't necessarily think you're going to see garbage time in the traditional sense.
I don't know how that's all going to play out.
And, you know, with Bilal Powell, it's basically, so week one it was Isaiah Crowell, week two was Bilal Powell, so who's it going to be? You're playing roulette there.
Yep. Spin of the dice.
Who are you, you know, I think just looking at this, I think I'm going to favor Jake in this one.
Yeah, I think because of Mahomes, if Freeman's out and Coleman's getting the big workload again, and Breida, I like Breida and what he's been doing, and especially against Kansas City, their defense allows a lot of points. Michael Thomas has been great. Yeah, I'm going to give the slight edge to Jake.
Yeah. All right. Next up, I have Tim and Gelch. What are your thoughts here, Heino?
Have not looked at this matchup that closely, to be honest with you. Gelch, I feel like, benefited from a lot of touchdown luck last week. Looking at the yardage versus how many touchdowns his team scored.
Yep.
So I feel like he could be due for a bit of a regression, you know, this week. But you never know. Melvin Gordon isn't going to get the ball in those situations. But how many times is he going to score 3 touchdowns in a game?
Yeah.
Not often.
Yeah.
John Brown had a touchdown last week for him.
You know, with
Cooper played better, and Hogan had 2 touchdowns against the Jaguars, which is when was the last time a receiver had 2 touchdowns against the Jaguars?
Yeah, Joe, look it up. You know, obviously, you know, I don't think we're necessarily going to see another 3 touchdown game from AJ Green. Jarvis Landry should benefit from Josh Gordon being gone, theoretically, right? So now the question for Tim is just whether or not McCaffrey and Peterson can give him numbers. And whether or not Robinson is going to produce. I mean, through 2 weeks, Robinson's been very meh. But what's interesting is that Robinson is actually getting like 40% of the air yards that's being thrown by Trubisky. No, so he's getting the workload.
Robinson had 10 catches for 83 yards. That was great to see for Allen Robinson last week.
We need to see him get back into form. The reason why he can be your second best wide receiver ahead of Landry, but you need him to. We got to see it, and obviously it's been more than a year since then he's been out. So maybe this is these first couple of games are just banging off some rust for him.
Yeah, potentially. But yeah, last week was definitely a step in the right direction for Allen Robinson's fantasy outlook.
Yeah, I'm gonna favor Tim in this game just because I think Deshaun Watson is coming down to earth.
I'm gonna go with Gelch slight favorite just because of Gordon and Connor.
Yep.
And the potential that they have to put up big
That's
days.
Fair. But, I mean, remember, Amari Cooper so far, horrible, great. So, Trent would say horrible again, right?
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
And then Phillip Lindsay, that was an interesting pickup. So, you know, obviously he's the hot hand there.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, we have Milk Sucks against... and apparently I've been saying this wrong. I've been saying Habu and Babu, but Kat tells me that's wrong. It's what Habu and Babu or something like that. Yeah, very...
Emphasis on the wrong syllable there, Chaz.
You know, she's got Carson Wentz coming back, so maybe that'll fire her team up. She's got major problems with McCoy having potentially fractured ribs, Alex Collins not being the workhorse we thought he was going to be. Obviously, she's got 3 potential studs in Brown, Beckham, and Fuller. But her running backs need a serious amount of help.
Yeah, those running backs are not looking good.
I think what's going to end up happening is if she loses this one... You're going to see her throwing out Brown and Beckham for trade and trying to get herself some stability in running backs because what else can she do?
I'm with you there. Alex Collins was a big stay away from me in the preseason. LeSean McCoy was a consensus stay away among a lot of fantasy experts. It's just tough. That's a rough break. And it's hard to come back from that when, you know, two of your high price players like that just aren't producing.
Right, and she also put herself in the hole because she said to me this week she didn't realize we could now pick up seventh bench spots. She thought we had to wait until bye weeks.
She
misunderstood that. So she's also basically put herself at the.
She didn't read Joe Mancuso's multiple reminders.
She's put herself behind the eight ball now by not getting in on some of the top, free agents for the first 2 weeks. So. I mean, look, at any point in time, her team can go off with who she's got. It's just she basically, unless Brown, Beckham, and Fuller all go nuts, she basically is not going to get it done.
And not against Joe O'Brien. Where they're, I feel like, primed for another 120-plus point week.
Yep. There is not a single person on his team.
I am surprised by how involved Juju has been with the Steelers. He's been great. Chris Thompson is a PPR, an even half point PPR monster as long as he's healthy.
Yep.
You got to play him. Jimmy Graham, I think, had a decent game last week.
Yeah, he had a couple catches.
Signs of life. Thielen is great. Hill is great.
Yeah, 6 for 95 Jimmy Graham did. He did fine. Jimmy Graham of old.
Yeah, just him and Joe Mancuso right now. If playoffs were today, they'd be the top two teams, and I don't know who I would favor in the finals, but they're the clear top two teams in the league.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see when they go up against each other this year.
Yeah,
I don't know when that is.
Later in the season, because they're division opponents, so it won't happen until like week 11 or 12.
Okay, and then last up we have your matchup. So how are you feeling against Ryan? Ryan, I mean, you're both 0-2. You're both not horrible teams. I think your team's better than his team. It's just you guys have had some bad luck, I feel like, with your matchups.
Week one I ran into, the Rumble, and, Joe and Joe took that easily in our division. Last week was a toss-up with Johnny, and, just didn't go my way. 0-2, looking at Ryan, I'm to catch Ryan now is when you want to catch Ryan. Sorry, Ryan, if you're listening. Because he's so banged up right now, and he's had to plug holes, and I don't know. I look at his team, and I like my team better. I like my chances this week. I liked them last week though, and that didn't work out. So I'm a little worried about. Let's see if Fournette plays. I would really love to have him back in the lineup because Yeldon is just replacement level right now. I don't want to be starting TJ Yeldon. I want to start Fournette.
You're not gonna take a shot on Westbrook over, say, Robert Woods.
I'm worried about Robert Woods that the game I take him out of
is the game the lineup, he goes off.
Is the game he goes off. Just based on how they've been using him, they throw to him down the field. He gets a lot of targets. Westbrook is more boom or bust, the only receiver I would consider starting on my bench right now is Anunua, just based on all the targets he's been getting.
Mm-hmm.
I would not start Westbrook or Allison over anybody I have right now. But I just fear the upside of Robert Woods and the Rams offense too much to yank him from my lineup for somebody who has Blake Bortles throwing to him.
If Fournette doesn't go, are you going to put in Buck Allen? Is that who your next?
It's a consideration. We'll see. I'm hoping I don't have to make that decision.
And are you going to keep going with Jimmy if he has another average week? I mean, he's not been spectacular so far.
No, he hasn't. But last week he got 16 points. It was fine. I think at least in this game in Kansas City, this could go one of two ways. This could be a disaster. Maybe Arrowhead, the mystique of playing an Arrowhead is too much for them. Or this game could be a shootout like the Steelers game was last week.
That's fair. I think you're going to see the former, personally. I think Mahomes is going to light it up. I think you're going to see another 304 touchdown performance from Mahomes. He's been phenomenal.
The Kansas City defense, though, is very suspect.
I'll give you that. I'm going off the play of Mahomes. I just read this morning that people are saying Mahomes is.
I think Kansas City is going to win the game. no problem. I think it could be something along the lines like 42-31 or 42-35 or something like that.
Right.
I could easily see that happening.
I read a stat.
I really would like Marquise Goodwin to come back, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I read a stat this morning that said that. With the exception of Drew Brees, no other every other quarterback is throwing more dangerous balls, meaning that like Mahomes is like, even though he's known as like a gunslinger, in terms of like his passing, he's been so accurate with his passing. His windows have been so good. The only other person who's had a better window so far has been Drew Brees.
He's been phenomenal.
So it's unreal. And you got to stay in the flames, obviously. And, you know, with Hunt, obviously, and with Hill has been thrown to 28 times by Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And on that 28 throws, he's had 26 catches for 400-something yards and, like, 4 touchdowns. So ridiculous. It's just anytime he touches the ball, it's unsustainable. But you would have thought the same thing with Kamara. And obviously, you know, it is what it is. So.
You just wonder, can they keep it up, or is it going to regress at some point?
I mean,
looks so good.
Outside of Gronkowski and maybe Crowell, Ryan's team to me is a mess. And I don't know the stats. Mancuso will have to provide them for us. But has anybody ever made playoffs after starting 0-3?
I don't know. Probably. I think Joe was 1-4 when he made the playoffs in 2014.
Right.
But we'll see. I obviously got to win this week. But, you know, I once won a league title when I was 3-6 in a league, and I won every game from then on out.
So it can happen, right? Your team catches fire.
I was 3-6, I think, in 2012 when I made the playoffs in our league. At 6-7, which was interesting. And so even if I lose this week, still not impossible. But considering I have to play Joe Mancuso twice,
and you shot yourself Joe in the foot O'Brien there, right?
Once. Well, I have no choice of playing Joe Mancuso because he's my rival. I have to play him twice a year, which, you know, is fun because he's the most consistent fantasy player, and I get him twice a year and the rest of the league doesn't. Not that I'm complaining or anything. I still have a matchup with Joe O'Brien waiting for me later in the year. So if you assume those losses, that's 5 losses right there.
So you basically would have to win out. You have to win the rest.
And I could maybe drop one somewhere along the way.
Yeah, but
to go 7-6.
But yeah.
So yeah, I have to beat everybody else on my schedule pretty much. I don't think it's impossible with my team. I still like my team when everybody's healthy, but
yeah, I mean,
if frickin' Fournette just, you know, stretch out that hamstring and get going.
It's amazing, right? How, like, you know, before the year, you look at guys like a guy like Fournette and a guy like Gordon as, like, you know, they're basically equal. And then you just would
so much rather have Melvin right, Gordon. No, now.
Right? It's just amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? I mean, I told you, right? Like, you traditionally have 6, you have half of your top running backs drafted, don't end up as running back 1s. Mm-hmm. Right now, 2 of those 3 look like they're going to be me with Bell and Johnson. Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about today, or we want to wrap it up and we'll keep it brief?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I want to play Overcooked.
Okay, so we're going to play Overcooked. So, guys, thanks again. Congratulations once again to John and Allie. We're very excited to go to your wedding, and hopefully the fantasy gods, you know, give you good fortune on your wedding weekend. And with that, we'll end it. So, once again, please subscribe, leave us reviews. I don't think anybody's done that yet. Wink, wink. And maybe we'll even read a review if we get one. But beyond that, we'll see you next time.